the basic nature of humans is the same. The emphasis may be different between male and female. Women are more connected with their body, so often body awareness is easier for women than for men. Another aspect of it is that the female principle in the universe is the receptive principle, is the allowing principle. It's the principle that's expressed through a gesture that you find sometimes in Mary or other female figures from other cultures. The gesture of like this, holding, nurturing, allowing, is the female. And so, as such, it should be easier for a woman to allow what is to be and to contain it in that space of aware presence, to be the container for what happens. So I may have mentioned briefly in The Power of Now that in some ways one could say women are closer to realization. It should and could be easier for women. And this is all, it's happening now. There's quite an acceleration in the development of women that sometimes surpasses that of men. Here perhaps the number of men and women is equal, more or less. But there are some groups in which two-thirds, not uncommon, two-thirds of the participants are female. Many, many teachers are arising now, female teachers, and that is wonderful to see. There's a great demand for that. The female principle on the whole, of course, will come back very strongly. It's part of what will save the world from an overemphasis on mind, on the male. Balance needs to reestablish itself. But it is ultimately not our destiny to recreate female deities or anything. That can be a little temporary way of reaching that which is beyond form, but it's not our destiny to recreate that. But really, it's both for the man and the woman to find within themselves that which is beyond male and female. Honoring the form that they are, temporarily, yes, but finding that which is beyond, that is where the two are one. At some point they split, and one became two, the Big Bang, male-female. One became two. You may know the Indian teaching of Advaita, which means not two, non-duality. There's only one. Quite a beautiful teaching, as long as it doesn't become an intellectual game or debating society. But otherwise, a profound teaching. There's one. There's only one. The essential nature of life is oneness. And duality is to do with the manifested world, the sense-perceived world, not ultimate reality. There's wisdom embedded in language. So if you look at Advaita, ah, the syllable ah, I don't know very much Sanskrit, but ah means no, it denies. Dvai, it comes from the Sanskrit two, which is the German word zwei. Danish may be similar, I don't know, for two, comes from Alt Sanskrit, because many words in our European languages go back to India. Nobody knows how and why. Zwei is two. And related to that, zwei are other words like Verzweiflung, despair. Zweifel, doubt. These are all words that are based on the number two. So you can see with duality comes despair, comes doubt, comes me and the other, the separation. And that it's amazing how to see that certain words contain wisdom.